ED Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Alabama, for the first time, using nitrogen gas to execute a death row inmate. And while witnesses say Kenneth Smith lurched back and forth for several minutes in apparent pain as the oxygen in his face mask was replaced by nitrogen, Alabama says the execution was a success and is offering consulting services. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall.
Alabama has done it, and now so can you. And we stand ready to assist you in implementing this method in your state.
The International Court of Justice demanding Israel take steps to prevent acts considered genocide against Palestinians, but says South Africa's Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Lindy Pandor.
I would have wanted a ceasefire.
The court stopped short of that in its preliminary ruling. Inflation cooled again in December. Today's government report showing prices rose just 0.2% from November to December. That's back to pre-pandemic levels. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov. More than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly. Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the binding referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any bill to restrict abortion access. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For news from the Center WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska. An 18-year-old man is pleading not guilty after being accused of hitting and killing a middle school student with his vehicle near Reedsburg last year. The student, Evelyn Gurney, was waiting for the bus last May when the 18-year-old man swerved and hit the back of a school bus before hitting and killing the 7th grader, according to court documents. Prosecutors say data from cell phone records show the man was texting and driving before and during the crash. The next court date is in April. Grant County officials are looking for information about a hit-and-run crash Tuesday morning near Dickeyville. The crash happened on Highway 151. According to the sheriff's office, a 25-year-old Platteville man was driving on the highway when another vehicle crossed into his lane and hit his vehicle, causing his vehicle to roll over in the median. The man was not hurt. The other vehicle drove away. Anyone with information is asked to call the sheriff's office. Your weekend forecast calls for cloudy and foggy conditions with highs in the upper 30s and low 40s. For WRCE, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Cavaliers. They beat them Wednesday 126-116. Last week, Cavaliers beat the Bucks by 40 points in a blowout. What was the difference this week? Damian Lillard.
I just thought we were sharper to start the game. And defensively, we didn't just allow guys to run around free and be comfortable getting to spots and get comfortable shots. I thought we were present. We were physical. Our coverages, we were much sharper than we have been in the last game.
Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both nominated to represent the team as starters in next month's NBA All-Star game. College hoops, Wisconsin against Michigan State tonight. Number 14th ranked Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new safeties coach. Alex Grinch will take over for Colin Hitchler, who left for Alabama. Grinch was the defensive coordinator for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refresh.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Patchy rain and areas of fog as we're stuck under cloudy skies and high temperatures rising to the upper 30s. Rain chances continue into tonight with around a tenth of an inch possible. Fog lingers through tomorrow afternoon and mostly cloudy skies this weekend with high temperatures remaining mild. It's 38 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta
cut you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and live on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and there's a lot of it being made. There's a lot of it being made right now. Start with the E. Jean Carroll case. The lawyers did their summations, their closing arguments this morning. The jury is deliberating right now. E. Jean Carroll's lawyer asked for $24 million and more in punitive damages. And the idea is, how do you get the guy to stop continuing to harass her, threaten her, and lie about her? In other words, the first time he got nailed for $5 million. $5 million is not chump change. It doesn't begin to repair what he did to her or her reputation, but okay, it's something. It's not chump change. Most people keep quiet after that. They're a little ashamed if they have a sense of shame. He does not. But if he's a cruel guy. He's a cruel guy, and he likes to grind her in the ground, just like he's trying to do Nikki Haley right now. He's having a tougher time with Joe Biden, I can tell you that. But anyway, the idea is, how much more money will shut the guy up? And by shut him up, I don't mean his discussing any legitimate issues in his race, that kind of thing, but just cruelly trying to grind a woman into the ground whom he raped. And I, you know, do not want to get into all the details again, but the judge clarified this one. In the first trial, there were several jury questions. One of them is, did he sexually abuse her? They said yes. Did he rape her? They say no. Rape is a common law term for penetration of an unwilling woman in the vagina with any object, not just your penis. And so here, the judge made it very clear that he had penetrated her. He threw her up against the wall. No one was around. She was frightened, put his hand under her skirt, in her pants, and used his fingers to penetrate her. That is rape. The fact that the jury didn't respond on that one is simply because the average person may have a misconception about what it is. In any event, this was a clown show of a trial. Trump whispered under his breath, denial, saying he never knew her and all this kind of stuff, which is a direct contradiction, a direct disobedience to the judge's order. The judge said, yeah, you can testify, but you can't deny you did it. You can't put that into issue. You don't have to say you did do it. You just can't talk about that because the jury has already decided. The jury's already decided that you did do it. That's number one. Number two, you can't say anything in front of the jury that they can hear, unless it's from the witness stand.
And he violated all of that. He's a sneaky guy, frankly. And he sneakily whispered under his breath, you know, I don't know it. I don't know her. Never saw her, that kind of thing. The judge also got in a tussle with the lawyer, this Alina Haba. And here's an issue that a lot of lawyers face. And the only way, in my judgment, that an ethical lawyer can resolve it is to, you know, be your own person. But in this one, Alina Haba tries to be a mini Trump. She tries to suck up to Trump, maybe because she wants to be paid. I don't know, this guy. I mean, most lawyers would get a retainer out of the guy, but in any event, he stiffed a lot of people, is what I'm saying. But in any event, Alina Haba would argue with the judge. The judge said, you're not arguing with me, and you're not doing your client a service if you get on the judge's bad side gratuitously. Sometimes, I mean, you have to represent your client. Judge may not like your client, and he may not therefore like you, and there's nothing you can do about that. But you don't have to be disrespectful, and you have to violate his orders. Well, anyway, Trump testified for what, about 3 minutes, 5 minutes max? He asked Haba, the judge did, what is he going to say? She said he's going to stand by his deposition. He gets on the stand. He lies immediately and busts the order and says he didn't do it. The judge strikes the testimony. And the only thing he was permitted to say was he stands by a deposition. And then he gets off the stand, goes out, kind of yelling, this isn't America. This isn't America. Here's the deal. In the closing arguments, you sit there. He didn't have to come to the closing argument. He didn't have to come at all, actually. He didn't come to the first trial, but closing arguments you don't have to come to. But if you do come to him, you're supposed to sit there silently, have respect for the courtroom. The jury is listening intently to the closing arguments. This clown Trump, crooked Donald Trump, gets up in the middle of E. Jean Carroll's lawyer's oral argument and walks out. And one of his lawyers also walks out after he does. Now, in a normal trial, if one lawyer disrespects the other one in the courtroom decorum by doing that, they'd be sanctioned. I do not know what Judge Kaplan's going to do in this case. But doing that in front of a jury in oral argument, I think, is a bad tactic. In law, it can be a good tactic in politics. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I've been involved in a lot of campaigns, been involved in a lot of presidential campaigns in Wisconsin and elsewhere. And it's not uncommon, and I saw this in several Democratic debates, where you're for one party, you're for one candidate, and you and a bunch of your people show up and you sit right in front of the stage. Your candidate speaks, you jump up, you know, especially the kids, they cheer, they yell and all that. When the other candidate that yours is running against gets up to speak, it's not uncommon for everybody to get up and leave, leaving a big chunky hole right in the crowd. Now, I don't like to do that. I've never done that, but people do it, and they think that somehow throws the other candidate off, demoralizes them, whatever. Trump is a political animal, a sneaky political animal. That's all he is. And I think he thought that was a good idea in this case. That's a terrible idea in front of a jury. The juries take their duties very seriously. The juries know that they're the center of attention. Ultimately, they're going to make the decision. They actually do listen very carefully. Some courts will let them take notes. Some judges won't let them take notes. But if they let them take notes, some people are writing furiously. They're studying the witnesses. And for one of the lawyers to do something immature and disruptive really doesn't sit well with them. As I say, Donald Trump didn't have to show up. He'd given his testimony. It was bad testimony. He hurt himself doing it. But if he hadn't shown up, it'd be very, very common. It'd be not remarked on at all. But when you show up, and the minute the other side gives their summation, you get up and walk out, you went there for a show. this is nothing more than bad political theater.